we asked people to write or to otherwise depict their thoughts about the significance of this library and the significance of a library with 10 million volumes. And they've done that.
People. These are people who've used the library, people who work at the library.
All of the above. Library faculty and staff, teaching faculty, friends of the library, anyone we thought would have something that was really meaningful to say.
And what did they come up with?
They came up with essays about what the library means to them. In some cases, what the library means is the help from a special person, particular person. Sometimes it's the collections that's helped them achieve a breakthrough in their research or a breakthrough in their thinking. Sometimes it's a combination of those things. Sometimes it's a special book or item that just made all the difference in the world to what they were doing.
Far cry from a stale old place that some people think libraries are.
Oh, absolutely. Libraries haven't been stale old places for a very long time, even though some of our facilities may look old and stale. They're not at all.
You even have a little bit of the romance of the library in some of these recollections.
Well, yes, we do. We've had several couples who have not only met in the library, there are actually many couples who have met in the library, but we have some who have married in the library. Most recently is about a year ago.
How'd the idea for this come about? Because you listed some of the other milestone volumes that you've brought in here. They are all academic tomes, with most of them with Latin names.
This is correct.
This one is quite a bit different from that.
It is. I started thinking about this more than a year ago, and it occurred to me that we really needed something special to mark our 10 millionth volume. And I came up with this idea, floated it around. Actually, I should say I came up with the seed of the idea, because what has been produced has so far exceeded what my original idea was that I don't really think I should be the one to claim any credit for it. And we also began looking at traditional books. And the more we looked at, the more we realized how much we really own. We had, I suppose one could say, an embarrassment of riches. We have such fabulous collections here that every time something important came to our attention, it was something we already owned.
It's hard to envision 10 million copies, 10 million volumes of anything.
It is indeed. Now, you can get a snapshot or a microcosm of that feeling by walking into the stacks in the main library building where we have more than 5 million volumes. We actually have more volumes under one roof than in any other library in this country. Any other physical library. So if you walk into the stacks and see 5 million and think double, you can think about the enormous numbers of books that comprise 10 million.
And with those 5 million, even in the old days when you had the card catalogs instead of computer organization, you had people who could pick one book out of that stack of 5 million.
That's right. You still can. Online catalog or not.
This is a unique book in the way it was printed and bound, too.
Yes, it was. We used handmade paper that was made by a company in Indiana. It resembles parchment paper, and it has deckled edges so that it really looks like old paper. And it was printed on the last remaining letterpress in the country, which is operated by a company in Colorado. So, yes, it is a very unique, it is a unique volume. One can't say very unique. I assume you'll take that up.
And will you be able to come into the library and check out? Maybe not check out, but
you'll
look
be able
at the
to,
10 millionth copy.
Yeah, oh, yes. Just as you can come into the Rare Book Library and look at any of the other millionth milestone volumes, our library is different than many other research libraries, particularly those that are in private universities like Harvard and Yale, the two institutions that have libraries larger than ours. Our materials are accessible for anyone to come and look at.
But not check out necessarily.
But not check out. No, materials in our Rare Book and Special Collections Library do not circulate.
So this 10 millionth volume is going to stay in the library.
It will stay in the library.